Amy Callahan is from Glenswilly. Hi, Amy.
Hello, how's it going?
I'm doing... Did you say hi-lo?
I said hi-lo.
Is that how you say hello?
I said hi and hello at the same time.
It's a new one. It's a collaboration of two words, which works quite well. I might steal that. Amy, you're the Donegal Rose for the Rose of Tralee.
I am indeed.
Did you see this coming?
Not really, no, I didn't. I went into the selection, it was work that actually decided to put me forward for it. And I thought to myself, you know what do I have to lose? Yeah. And I may as well, sure, nothing ventured, nothing gained. And
would you be a confident character, or were you a wee bit nervous about it? Or did you have to have your arm twisted, or did you go with it?
I don't know. You know, I actually, whenever I was on stage, yeah, I thought I was very nervous. I was pushed my thumb into the palm of my hand. And I was like, I looked like I'm ready to
what
faint.
What are you doing? Yeah.
But when I came off the stage, my daddy just said, Amy, that was just like you were talking to somebody that you met in the street. So yeah. Must have.
The anticipation of anything is worse than the event itself.
That is it, yeah.
And I suppose it's the same with this. So when did the selection process take place? And presumably you're up against stiff competition.
I was. It took place in the Clannery on, I think, I want to say the 21st. It was just before St. Patrick's Day, or just after St. Patrick's Day, sorry.
Yeah.
21st of March, I think, around that. And there was 14 girls all together, and each was as nice as the next. I don't know how the judges did it. Yeah. I really don't, because they were all so lovely.
And what was the criteria? How did you have, what did, was it just in, like an interview, or
it
what?
It was like an all-day thing. So basically, the event that you saw at night was not even a tiny bit of what happened throughout the day.
That was the show in inverted commas.
That was the show.
Yeah.
That was the entertainment, basically, for family and friends. But we'd been in since 12 o'clock that day. Mm. We had interviews, individual interviews for 10 minutes with the judges. They're a bit more formal. I think they were kind of, you know, finding out a lot more about yourself in detail. And then there was a group interview where we were sat in a circle, and we were kind of given a topic, and we had to discuss it. And then just kind of based on your answers from that there, and how you composed yourself throughout the day. So I was just being my natural self and didn't really do too much, because I was great.
Your friends take you for granted, and everyone else here thinks you're great. What's going on? Did you, I mean, is it a strange thing, you know, as young, confident woman sort of trying to convince others to pick you out for something?
I don't really know, because like it was Lee Gooch,
right,
that was the MC, and I would know Lee just from musical societies and stuff like that there, so it was easy to talk to him.
Okay,
and you know,
easier,
he kind of knew a wee bit of background, so it was kind of, the conversation just flowed.
Good.
But I think the best thing to do that day for me anyway was just keep smiling and just, you know, be yourself.
Exactly.
And
people know
and
if you're not being yourself anyway. It's the same on radio or anything.
Completely.
If you're not being yourself, you'll be found out very quickly. Mm. So what's now then? So what's the time frame now before the event? Because it's not, they've changed it a little bit, the format of the Rose of
Tralee. They have, yeah. So when we get to Tralee, there'll be 65 roses altogether. As
and is that in the summer? When is that?
Sorry,
when is that?
It's in August.
Okay, so
it's
ages away, right?
It's from the 13th of August, and it's for 10 days. Mm. And then the selection night takes place over two nights. So there used to be a regional final, I think it was in Portlaoise, and they stopped that 2 years ago, so now everybody gets a chance to go down to Tralee, which I think is great.
Brilliant.
Because regardless of what happens, you're still there for the whole festival.
It,
and I've never been to Kerry before, and I'm so excited to get down.
I know.
As is probably half the county this stage. I think my daddy's booked out nearly every hotel down there.
Brilliant.
So yeah, there's that. But between that and now and then, I will be doing a lot of stuff for the chosen charities or campaigns I decided to fundraise for, which are Pieta House and Jigsaw.
Because your predecessor,
Zoe,
Zoe McGettigan, she made it a full year of activities.
Yeah. Oh, she was
so
brilliant.
Regardless of the outcome of the actual Rose of Tralee, you've a lot of work on your hands.
Well, regardless of what happens in August, I am the Rose.
Exactly.
From this point,
the Donegal Rose now, yeah.
So everything I do, I suppose, has relevance. And Zoe was fantastic. She was lovely. And she's been great to help so far. So
so what did you say you were fundraising for, sorry? Pieta House
and Jigsaw.
Okay.
Both.
And why did you choose those?
Because I think mental health is a really prevalent thing in today's society. And
both brilliant organisations.
Both
too.
Fantastic. Mm. And the Darkness Into Light Run, that's taking place now on the 6th of May, the morning of the 6th of May. And you can still register online for that. And it's a beautiful event. I've been doing it now for the past 2-3 years. And then Jigsaw is a mental health organisation for the youth of Donegal. And I think mental health is one of those things where people kind of don't like to talk about it. It's sort of avoided.
Mm.
But I think it needs to be. And I think the more you plug it, the more people will. And you need to
But you see, the thing with complexities of mental health, people might say, well, you look at you, you're good looking, you're confident, you're doing this, that, and that. But that's not how mental health works. It doesn't pick
it doesn't
people
matter.
Based on how you
it,
look it, or how you portray yourself.
No, completely. A social class doesn't make a difference. Mm. You could have all the money in the world, but you know what odds if it doesn't make any difference if you're not happy. And I think it's just something to say that it's okay not to be okay. Yeah. And there's always somebody to talk to. And these organisations have this and these facilities. And I think, that's
engage,
what
I engage, that's it. Pick up the phone call.
Yeah, I think everybody goes through a blip in their
definitely.
Life. And, you know, that one of the things I think I'll say is that I don't understand why it's okay when you break your arm. And I said this before, everybody wants to sign the cast. But if you say you're depressed, people run the other way. And, you know, it's that kind of stigma that surrounds it.
Yeah,
that's really.
But I hope and I think that's starting to change.
It is starting to change, you know, and little by little, especially we were up in Finn Valley, or the Finn Harp, sorry, playing, and the boys were training in the Darkness Into Light t-shirts. And I think as well in sport, because so many young people relate to sport and so many young people play sport, that if we start, you know, and it's huge. I mean, mental health is such a huge thing at the minute.
Yeah,
it really is. And I'm very feel very passionate about it. So
brilliant.
I'm delighted to be able to
campaign
for it. I have a year to do it as well. Yeah, I do. So
as soon as you speak publicly, you are making a difference, you know, and supporting these groups as well.
Yeah.
So well done.
Thank you.
So it's all very exciting, but August seems so far away.
It
like,
does.
What are you going to do between now and August?
Well,
now?
I'm in the middle of my final year in university at the minute, so my dissertation's been handed in this Thursday, and it's been a long 5 months, but I'm happy to say it's coming towards the end. So after that, I'll be free as a bird, and I'll be able to focus more on.
What are you studying?
I'm studying dance.
Excellent.
I was doing psychology in Maynooth, and when I was down there, I had a bit of a blip. And I just thought, you know what, if I don't do what I really want to do, I'll regret it for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
And regardless of the outcome of this, I'm happy. So,
brilliant.
I mean, if I'm enjoying it, I'll make something of it. And I think that's the main thing.
Is that for you to dance, or do you teach dance, or how does that?
Well, I'm hoping to go on and do aerial performance. So I'm hoping to go to London to a school called Aircraft and do aerial dance. And then if I'd love to bring it back here and open a school in Donegal, because there's nothing for the youth, for young kids of that age. Because I only got introduced to this 2 years ago, and it's so much fun, and anybody can do it. It requires a lot of strength, but it's great exercise. And I don't like exercising in the gym because I know I'm exercising.
Okay, too boring. Is it too boring? Like, do you find sort of the?
I don't know. It just doesn't. It's not fun.
It's a little bit like me in sunbathing.
Yeah.
You know,
oh.
I prefer to mow the lawn. I can't lie there.
Exactly.
Maybe it's kind of the same.
Yeah.
I don't know. Well, listen, come here. We'll be chatting to you, I'm sure, plenty between now and the end of your year. And, of course, in the run-up to the Rose of Tralee. It's very exciting.
Yeah, it is. It is. And can I just say thank you to Centre Cinema as well, because they're sponsoring me for this and I work there.
Well, you see, the great thing, too, is you don't have to try and blag any time off. Because they put you up for it, you know.
That's it, exactly. So. If they're listening now, they'll be like,
they literally can't say anything.
No, they can't.
You know, so. But it is great, great company, and
they
deserve the publicity too as well.
Uh-huh.
Listen, it's been brilliant having you in.
Thank you very much for having me on air.
The best of luck, and as I say, we're sure to be chatting again into the future.
Yeah.
And you'll be doing Glen Swilly in the County Proud, and
I'm out there tomorrow, actually, to get pictures with the boys. They're playing, I think they're playing our draw, as far as I know.
You need to know before tomorrow.
I think so. I hope I said it right now.
Yeah, so it's Glen Swilly, our draw tomorrow, yeah?
I think so,
okay.
Yeah. I hope so.
But it's definitely Amy's going to be
St. Michael's,
there.
Maybe it's St. Michael's. I don't know. Anyway.
Okay. It's not multiple choice now, you know. Listen, the best of luck, Amy.
Thank you very much.
And good luck tomorrow, whoever you're going to take photos with.
Perfect.
But definitely Glen Swilly.
It's definitely going to be.
We'll be back with more after this break.